Hey, it's the Big Boss Man, your old pal GM Jared here, and I live for this.
Hourchuk wins it in. Here's Lemieux poking at the center. Lemieux ahead to Gretzky. Has Berthy with him on a 2-on-1 to Lemieux. And on goal, he shoots, he scores! Mario Lemieux with 1:26 remaining.
The Hockey Show. Thursdays at 5:30, only on 101.5 UMFM. Because we all live for this.
Where are you boys headed?
Canada. We're going over the border to Canada for some french fries and gravy, sir.
Poutine.
Canada, huh?
Almost made it.
You're listening to The Hockey Show on 101.5 UMFM.
You smell something, Rabbit?
Fear.
Imagine a roster full of hockey heroes and you working towards a better tomorrow for Winnipeg's most vulnerable residents. The guys you grew up watching, guys like Lori Boschman, Dave and Wayne Babich, Trevor Kidd, and many more, they could be on your team at Seven Oaks Arena on December 5th and 6th for the first annual Hockey Helps the Homeless tournament here in Winnipeg. Join the team. Donate to a player, support a team, or volunteer your time at the event. Go to hhth.com for complete details. Hockey Helps the Homeless is proudly presented by Canada Life and is a registered Canadian charity. Welcome to The Hockey Show here on 101.5 UMFM, Canada's only campus-produced radio show that strictly talks hockey. Just me tonight. Bean's taking the night off, which is fine. As we have a full house in here yet again. Thanks for joining us, ladies. As we get into getting to know a few more of the players that will be wearing the Bison on their chests this year, is another Meet the Kids, second half of the Meet the Kids episodes as we get everything ready for that. I can tell by some nervous faces everybody's ready to go. So are you guys ready? If you're ready to go, all right, here we go. Mics are coming on. I'm going to introduce you guys. Or you're going to introduce yourselves. Go left to right around the table. So all you have to do is say your name, your number, and your position. Whenever you're ready, please begin.
Hey, guys, I'm number 28. My name's Jamie Rickliffe, and I'm forward.
Hey, guys, I'm Molly Kunis, number 12, and I'm forward.
Hi, my name's Caitlin Null. I'm number 37, and I'm a goalie.
Hi, I'm Hallie Edwards. I'm number 11, and I'm a forward.
All right, now you guys can all exhale. You guys did well for the first little bit. You ready to get into your careers and your lives and everything that we've dug up about you? Mm-hmm. Who's going first? Who wants to go first? There's the big question.
Nolte.
No.
We can do whomever first. Caitlin, you we can go with you first. You're the only one that's not playing out this year. You're in the Nets, so.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right. Super easy. So you can confirm or deny. I'll ask you a few questions, but here we go. Born in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
What was your childhood like growing up?
I come from a big hockey family. My dad played, and obviously my brother, he was a U of M Bison
he
as well.
Was?
And just kind of watching him skate as like a little, you know, kid, I was like, man, I want to do that, and that's how it started.
For those that don't know, Cameron, as you were referring to your brother, Cameron is with the Moose this year in terms of going to camp.
Yep.
Was with, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Swamp Rabbits last year. Greenville Swamp Rabbits in the ECHL, which is where another former Bison is playing this year in Shaq Morasty. So a lot of links there. You were a member of the Garden City Collegiate Fighting Gophers boys hockey team. Forget this girls hockey. You went and played boys hockey.
Yeah.
How did that work out for you?
I had a great team, like a lot of good teammates. They we had a lot of fun. We had a good team last year. We made it to the last round of playoffs, and you know what? We
is that like the final, or is that just the
yeah, the final.
The last round?
Yeah.
All right.
It was really intense, but it was a good group of guys, and I was happy that I could spend my last year with those guys.
Right on. That's good. You were number 30 for Garden City, number 37 with the U of M. Any significance to those numbers?
I was actually number 34 last year.
Oh, what? Were you? Okay.
Yeah, and it was because my friend who passed away last summer, he wore the number 4 when he played for the Winnipeg Blues. And so I took on number 34, and that's basically it. And then for this year, I just got number 37, and I was like, okay, sounds good.
Oh, that works for me, yeah.
Yeah.
That young man, if we can mention his name, Ben Svensson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you guys did a – I know Byron was in here talking about it as well. That big tournament that you guys had for him, the fun tournament you had for him or whatever, was pretty awesome. So congratulations on that. That's obviously a good way to remember him. Do you want to talk numbers? 232 goals against average and 300 minutes played last year. You were the first girl to make a boys' high school hockey team in the Seven Oaks School Division.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that. You guys won the 9th annual Boston Pizza Piper Classic Tournament of Champions high school hockey tournament after going 2-0 in your pool, crushing Oak Park 5-0 in the semifinal before destroying River East 8-2 in the final.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to jump into that tournament?
I think I got to play... it was Oak Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you put up the shutout then? Is that what you're saying? Nice. Well done. I was doing some digging, and you can confirm or deny this. Did you happen to play in the May Kibiak Memorial Green and Gold Hockey Tournament in Cape Breton in 2017?
Yes.
An article from Cape Breton posts that you scored, from the Cape Breton Post, excuse me, states that you scored a goal for Garden City.
Yeah. actually, they kind of messed up on that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm pretty certain you didn't score the first goal, because that'd be a pretty good shot from your own end.
Oh, God, yeah, no, they messed it up. I woke up the next morning, and I was like, everyone's like, Caitlin, you're in the paper. I'm like, oh, really? So I go, I look, I'm like, oh, and my whole team, we're all standing there and they're all laughing. They're like, you were on the bench. So that was the game I wasn't even like playing.
That's all right.
And I was like, you know what? Sometimes it just happens.
Exactly. You still get into the game. That's all right. I got to ask you, who were the little Hanks?
The little Hanks. Oh, my God. That was my brother and his friend's beer league team.
Yes.
Yeah. So they needed a goalie and stuff. And I went and I played and I won both games. I actually played 2 games.
You did.
Yeah, and I won both of them, and I did pretty good. We were in, like, the competitive division, so I was playing against, like, some Moose players and
pretty
stuff.
Pretty good players,
so it was,
yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Some pretty good players on that team as well. A lot of names that people will recognize. Zach Franco, obviously your brother.
Yeah.
Nick Zajac, Liam Bilton, Byron Spriggs was another one who didn't show up that game for you played. So, aside from all of that, Caitlin, obviously a big year for you getting in. How's your experience been so far in your, limited action, but at least action so far in the preseason anyway?
It's been honestly a really great experience so far. Like, we have a lot of good girls in the dressing room, great chemistry so far. And, like, it honestly, like, coming in from not being in a dressing room for 5 years, you know, being with all guys, I was obviously, like, really nervous. Like, oh, what's the atmosphere going to be like? And obviously, like, coming in now, like, it's been great. Like, I've been having a lot of fun. Feel very comfortable with everyone.
Good. That's good to hear. Everybody's welcomed you, which is nice. That's pretty much all I dug up on you today, because we got to move on to the next person. So you survived. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Of you three remaining, who wants to go next? Oh, Molly's going to... Look at that. The volunteer. I like it. All right, Molly. You ready for this?
Yep.
Born in Thunder Bay. What was childhood like for you?
I got 2 sisters.
Well, that's nice.
Younger
but
one.
What was childhood like? Oh, no, we don't care about your sisters yet. We're going to talk about them in a second, though. One of them's pretty special.
Grew up playing hockey since I was, like, 6 years old.
Okay.
Been with the Queens for, like, most of my life.
Okay.
Yeah, and hockey has always been a huge part of my life and, like, my family.
In what way?
I don't know.
Like, did anybody else play? Did anybody else star for a team? Or, like, when you say it's been a part of your family's life, like,
oh,
it's
like
just
watching hockey, like playing hockey, we've all played.
You said you have sisters, Mara and Michaela. Michaela?
Yeah, right. Mara and Michaela.
Oh, Mara.
Yeah.
Doing some digging. Apparently, Mara's a pretty good swimmer.
Yeah, she used to swim, but now she's also a volleyball player.
All right. That's good. All right. That's multiple sports. Nothing wrong with that. You, as you said, member of the Thunder Bay Queens program. I understand you guys won a provincial championship.
I did.
Oh, you did?
The
okay.
Midget Queens, yeah.
Well, I mean, it still counts for everybody who's been there as well. It's the alumni is certainly part of that. You wore number 12 there. You're wearing number 12 this year. Any significance to that number for you?
Just since I was little, it's always been my number, so
been
it's
number.
Special to me.
Listed as 5'11". Has that height gotten any taller?
Yes.
We're not sure.
Okay. Again, doing some digging. You were the All-American Girls Tournament top scorer in 2013. You were the 2014 Pepsi Cup Tournament top scorer. You were the Pee Wee Queens OWHA Provincials MVP. So pretty good start there to a career.
Yeah.
a bronze medal at the Ontario Summer Games for hockey.
Yeah.
How do you get hockey in the Summer Games?
I'm not sure how that happened, honestly. We were supposed to be in the Winter Games, but somehow we ended up playing in the Summer Games.
Okay, that's fair. According to your information, 2018 Northwestern Ontario Secondary School Volleyball Champion.
Yes.
Was that with Westgate Collegiate by any chance?
Yes, it was.
How'd you guys get there? How'd you guys do in terms of getting in there? You cruised through, crushed everybody in Thunder Bay, and then went on?
We had a pretty strong team. That was my grade 11 year.
Okay.
And we won the Nawassa Championship and City Championship, and then got to go to the Ofsa Championship also in Mississauga.
How did that go?
Not very good, but like it was still like a great experience because like there were some like really tough teams, and it was cool to get to see like some really good girls play.
Digging through all of your stuff, you had listed a number of interests at one point. You can confirm or deny this. Do your interests still include running?
Yeah.
Downhill skiing?
Not anymore. No.
Water skiing?
No.
Guitar?
Yes.
Singing?
Not anymore.
Apparently, from what the rumor was last week, Rookie Idol on the Bus went really well for you guys, though.
Oh, my God.
It did.
Okay, so
we were a fan favorite.
So in terms of that, then, what song were you given, and did you blow everybody away?
We got "I Kissed a Girl" by Katy Perry.
Okay,
and, we sure did.
According to 14-year-old you, you were a Katy Perry fan, and still possibly are.
Yeah, still a fan.
All right, well done. Okay, that shouldn't have been too hard. Then you got all the words down and got everything going there. You obviously get to play with teammate Jamie, who we'll meet in a second this year. You'll be joined by Brenna Nickel next year. Is it nice to sort of see that Thunder Bay connection moving into Manitoba?
Yeah, it's awesome that they're like starting to like dig into like the Ontario teams and stuff like that, looking more outside of Manitoba. Because like, there's actually like a lot of talent in Thunder Bay, like I find.
Stealing you guys away from Lakehead University?
Yeah.
I understand, and this was a bit of digging that we had to do, but I understand you have an obsession with cherry-flavored candy canes. Or at one point you did.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
When I was younger.
All right. Hobby or something you enjoy doing as well, photography? Still doing that?
Yeah, I like taking photos.
All right. You also share your birthday with someone special. Who would that be?
My Grammy.
Yeah, that's all right. I got to ask you who Tucker is.
That's my dog.
How is Tucker?
He's good.
Yeah?
We actually FaceTimed today.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. You're going for your degree in kinesiology as well, from what your information said. Is that still on track?
No, psychology,
okay,
actually.
Okay, psychology. Okay. And then you guys got to play for 2 years in a row, actually, in the Female World Sports School Challenge. What did you guys think of that tournament? Well, at least what did you think? We'll talk to Jamie in a second.
I thought it was really good. Like, the competition was, like, tough, and it was, like, really good for us, I think.
Yeah? Got to experience some of the bigger teams in Canada anyway, which is kind of nice. How's your first week been, or first couple of weeks in school been?
It's been good. Like, I'm really liking the campus, and residence is, like, I like it so far.
All right, good. How's the experience for hockey jumping from Ontario Bantam, Ontario Midget into...
It's been good. It's a lot more, like, fast and aggressive. Like, you don't have as much time with the puck, that's for sure.
That's all right, then. All right, Molly, you survived it. We got two left. Who wants to go next? You can talk if you want, Jamie.
I will.
All right, there we go. Because you guys were late entries to this, we didn't get a lot of time to dig up some stuff on you guys, but Hallie and Jamie, we'll get to you in a second, Hallie. Grew up in the Kenora Key Waiton area, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
How was childhood for you, Jamie?
It was good. I come from a hockey family as well. My dad was a goalie.
All right.
And my sister played as well. She actually played for the Queens for senior year.
Nice. How did you get out from being a goalie? Did dad not like, he's like, no, don't be a goalie?
I remember when I was growing up, I was in net a couple times.
Really?
Like, you know, in Pee Wee and like younger, they're like, your turn. And I was not a fan.
Rather shoot the puck than stop it?
Yeah.
Played with Thunder Bay Queens, but also suited up with the Shaftesbury Titans prior to getting to U of M. How was your experience at Shaftesbury?
I really liked it. It kind of like, I don't know, like the fast pace kind of got me started, I guess you could say. And then I jumped over to Queens when that team folded because my sister, she played there. So
you had to follow in the footsteps, is that what you're
saying?
Yeah. You were number 18 with Thunder Bay, number 28 with the Bisons. Any significance to the eights in your number?
Not so much the eight. My sister was number 18, so
oh, okay.
I thought I would just follow her, being like, I see her as a role model.
Okay.
And then when I came to university, I decided to switch over to number 28 because it's like the second chapter in my life. So I thought I'd flip it over to 28.
That's cool. Nice work. Attended both St. Patrick High School and Beaver Bray Secondary School.
Yes, that's true.
Why is that like a yes, it's true when we understand that you were an accomplished soccer player with Beaver Bray?
Yeah, I played for the high school soccer team.
Yeah, you did seem to do pretty well there, too, which is all right. You get to be reunited with a couple players from Shaftesbury that you played with, Emily Massey and Brielle Dacquenevu. Both played there. What's it like seeing them back on the big ice?
It's really nice to be back with them.
Yeah?
Yeah, they really welcomed me coming, so it was a nice feeling.
Talk about your time with the Lake of the Woods Canucks.
That was like our, I guess you could say, rep team in mm-hmm. Kenora. So we just like hosted a team to go play against like stronger teams. So it was like the strong girls of the Lake of the Woods, like hockey teams. And we just went out.
You also got to suit up with the Lake of the Woods Red Devils, I understand.
Yeah, that was just my house.
It's okay. It's still fun. You played in the Female World Sports School Challenge, like alongside Molly. What did you think of the tournament when you attended there?
I thought it was really fun. It was well organized, and it was a good competition, so
yeah.
It was fun.
You guys had a pretty good team there, too, from us broadcasting. I do remember that. you list water sports as other interests. Specifically, which ones?
I like wake surfing and tubing.
Okay. Not all of them, just some of them?
Yeah.
That's all right. And according to a bio line, from what we found, you want to pursue education and become a teacher. Is that still current?
It's kind of up in the air. I'm not totally sure business is now kind of an option like okay. that I might want to go into, but...
Well, it's fair. Nothing wrong with that. I'm not going to try and sway you one way or the other. But that's you, Jamie, in terms of a nutshell. We'll get to a little bit more in a few minutes, which leaves one. Hallie, are you ready to have your life examined?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Grew up in Starbuck, Manitoba.
Yeah.
What was life like out in Starbuck for you?
It's a lot like everyone else, huge hockey family, and they actually have a hockey school there from 5 to 8, so it's kind of a small but big town hockey, so.
So, it was good?
Yeah, it
okay,
was good.
That's good. Siblings?
I have one older brother who also played.
We got a note from a listener. Mm-hmm. That said, you used to watch all of the Hulson kids.
Yeah. I used to babysit because my brother and Chelsea Hulson played together growing up like every year.
Are you excited to play against Chelsea this year?
Yeah, we played against them last weekend. And yeah. It was really fun. Yeah. Yeah.
Good times? And
yeah.
Let her know that you're better than her? Is that what you're saying?
No,
I'm just
not
kidding.
At all.
I'm just kidding. According to Al, who did send in the note, you were a great babysitter and even better hockey player. So there you go. You got a fan from the Regina Cougars fans anyway, so there you go. I played the Central Plains Capitals, the Manitoba Female Midget Hockey League. Do you know your stats from there? Do you know what you did in your career?
Probably not the overall stats.
What would you like to know? Because I have them all here.
Whatever you want to share.
124 games played with the Capitals. You scored 40 goals and 51 assists while putting up 109 penalty minutes. Goon. No, I'm just kidding.
That's
not
very many.
That's not very many at all. That's all right. You wore number 16 with the Caps in your first year before swapping to number 11, and you're wearing number 11 with the Bisons. Any significance to that number?
No, I think just like my whole, like before Caps, I was always number 11 too, and then the okay. first year I couldn't get it.
Yeah.
So I think after that, when I was open again, I took it and it's kind of lucked out that I've been able to get it like here again too.
All right, you went to Sanford Collegiate, home of the Sabres. Understand you played fast pitch there.
Yes, I did.
She's really good.
Again, don't be shy about it. How good were you? There's the better question.
I used to play like higher level, like A ball, Smitty's when I was younger, but I kind of chose hockey as my sport I wanted to stick with.
All right.
So then when I got to high school, I started playing high school, and it was super fun. Our last year there, we made it to the finals and lost to go to provincials, but it was super fun.
Well done. That's still pretty awesome. You graduated with honors from Sanford, so congratulations on that. Stick to the studies. You get to reunite on the Bison with a number of players that you may have seen at some point. Chloe Snaith, Michaela Fisher, Sharon Oswald, all the Oswalds that live out there.
Yeah.
How was the reunion for the Capitals?
It's good. I think especially with Chloe, since I've played with her for like 4 years on my Caps, like it definitely helps when you're coming in having someone you know to like ask questions before camp, just things like you need help with. Having someone there that you're familiar with definitely helps.
You were captain of the Bantam Female Capitals from 2014-2016, then decided to wear the A after that. How's life as a captain?
It was good. I mean...
Didn't have to break anybody up, no fights, no bad dressing room stuff. No, you're good?
No, it's not like that, yeah.
That's all right then. Provincial All-Star in 2016 while being co-leader in points for the Capitals that season. Pretty big season for you.
Yeah, that was a good season. What season that was?
2016.
Is that, okay, second year Bantam.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, that was a good season.
Hockey Manitoba top 40 and top 27 camp attendees, so it looks like you were pretty highly regarded by Hockey Manitoba as well. And you guys played in the Female World Sports School Challenge last year. How did that go for you guys?
I think we ended up playing most of the teams in our leagues. But when we did play, I think we played St. Mary's. So that was a good, tough competition for us to play like out of our league. That's a really good tournament. Like, it's very organized. Like, they have so much like volunteering going on. It kind of helps the weekend flow very nicely. And then ending it off with the banquet is definitely a great part of it.
How did the Sunday 8 a.m. game go for you?
Not very well.
It was all right.
I remember it was against Eastman. Yes, it was. Yeah.
There was a point where you were in the penalty box beside us, so... I don't think the penalty was actually correct, but that's okay. That's not a problem. How was the first couple of weeks of school for you from then?
It's been super good. Super busy.
Yeah.
But... we've got a feel for it pretty good now, I think, both school and hockey. So
feel free to jump in, any of you. How's life under John Rempel?
What?
I don't know. That's I'm asking.
I think it's good. Like, he's a really good coach.
Yeah, I really like him as a coach.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no harm in saying you hate him. I mean, I'm just kidding. No, John's a good guy. We have a good time with him. How's life under Venla, who cracks the whip as hard as she plays?
I think it's really cool to have someone like coaching us who's like played at such a high level of hockey and like has a lot of experience. So it's like good to like learn from her and like watch her and like.
Anybody else want to jump in?
I think it's super cool with Venla being a coach because she played for the Bisons as well. So that's cool.
She just tosses in lots of knowledge. So
she was like nutrition specialist for her final year, so I'm gonna warn you right now, don't whatever she says, take it to heart, because she will follow up on it. She made sure people were eating correctly. So last guy, Sean, obviously is a big part of the team as well. How's life under Sean?
He's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like him as a coach also.
Good.
I think we're all forwards, so the D get more of a perspective than we do on the bench, but in practice and stuff, yeah, it's good.
Is there anything that you weren't expecting so far in university hockey? Obviously playing other teams, played Mount Royal, played Calgary, played Regina. Anything that was unexpected for university hockey?
Not so much like unexpected, but... at university hockey, it's like a lot more positional, and like if you lose your structure, like it goes downhill fast. But in midget, you just kind of run around with your heads cut off like chickens.
Nice. I like it. Anything else? No? Kate, I mean, obviously you get a different perspective than everybody else. What's it like for a goaltender in university hockey?
It was a
different transition from boys to girls, obviously. So that was kind of like...
Okay, hold on. But why is it different? Like, understandably, it is different. But yeah. Why is it different?
Well, first now, like, the pace is a little bit faster from the girls' point of view. But, like, the guys usually, when they get the puck, they just shoot it. They don't really think about it. They just shoot it because they just want it going to the net. And then, like, the girls, like, will think more, like, strategically, like, what they can do, you know? And, like, okay. So you got to be more patient and stuff. So that one was a hard one for me to, like, kind of get used to. And now I think I've hit my peak of being able to wait and be more patient and gain that confidence also, like, just moving.
Good, good. So. That sounds good then. Are you guys excited to see some of the bigger teams that are out there?
Oh, yeah.
Bigger being the arch rival Pandas, the evil Thunderbirds. Have you guys heard about
No.
the other teams? Have you
know? Definitely Alberta.
Alberta's
talked about a bit.
Yeah, often.
Yeah.
And Lethbridge Cole. Our trainer talks about Lethbridge often.
Yeah.
About?
Is he a fan,
or he just says it to get into our heads and stuff.
He likes to say that the day we're going to play Lethbridge or the weekend before we leave, he wants us, like, doing the hardest workout ever. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. It's weird.
Okay, that's kind of interesting, considering that, again, Lethbridge wasn't really much of a threat last year, but they played well, and they got a good goaltender.
Yeah, I heard they have a very good goaltender.
Alicia Anderson is their goaltender. She will probably redefine that position for you. She is ridiculous.
I heard she's, like, a very aggressive goalie. Like, it's just like...
Yeah, that's true. She's not only very aggressive, but fundamentally is very good. Like, recovery is insane on her. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I mean, Caitlin, you can probably talk about this. Schubert's great at recovery. Like, she knows how to find that puck pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Anderson takes it to an all new level.
I'm excited to watch her play.
Like, I can't remember what game it was 2 years ago, I think, or whatever, during the national championship. Like, there was like 60 shots on that. I think we won 2-1. So, like, she's insanely good. So, be prepared because they have a goaltender. They got some good players up there too, but nothing that like. Cole needs to take it down a notch.
She doesn't know what's coming for her.
Exactly. See? There you go. I like it, Jamie. Look at you jumping in with the bulletin board material. I like it. We're going to take a quick break and play the legal ID. So it'll be about 13 seconds plus a commercial on the other side. We'll come back. We'll ask you guys all sorts of weird and wonderful questions about you guys.
Wow. Yay.
So we can figure out who you are and what you do and what makes you tick here on the Hockey Show. We'll be back in about a minute's time here. We have Jamie Rickliffe. We have Molly Kunis. We have Caitlin Nault. We have Hallie Edwards from the Bison Women's Hockey Team here on the Hockey Show on 101.5 UMFM.
Dweezil Zappa's last name made him famous even before he picked up an instrument, and once he started playing the Fender Music Master he received at age 6, he spent a lifetime manipulating that instrument and making a name for himself. On Thursday, September 26, Dweezil will bring a clutch of talented musicians to the Burton Cumming Theater as part of the Hot Rats and Other Hot Stuff tour, and the group will play Frank's legendary Hot Rats album in its entirety, as well as exploring his father's deep catalog. Advance tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets starting at $47 plus fees, so get yours and get ready for a head trip of epic proportions as the Hot Rats and Other Hot Stuff Tour with Dweezil Zappa plays the Burton Cumming Theater on Thursday, September 26th, brought to you by Live Nation and proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
We are back here on the Hockey Show, 101.5 UMFM, with our four guests, the four young ladies who are filling out the roster this year. Jamie Rickliffe, Molly Kunis, Caitlin Nault, Hallie Edwards. As we get into the crazy, fun, ridiculous, insane questions, we're going to start off with some easy ones. We'll give you guys a chance to break in and get settled in here. It's everybody, so everybody answers. Don't worry, Jamie. You don't have to be worried about this. These are... either ors. You can say one or the other in terms of an answer, whichever you prefer more. First one's easy. Cats or dogs, or is there another pet?
Dogs.
Which do you prefer?
Dogs.
Bunnies. Dogs.
I got a pet rabbit.
Nice. Caitlin comes up with the alternate. I like it. Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Wow. Oh, look at you. You got all the different answers. Kayla's just going to be different in the corner over there.
Yeah, I don't drink.
Are you... Oh, that's okay. Yeah, don't worry, Jamie. You don't have to. Nobody's going to force you to. It's just a question. Are you a ketchup or vinegar on French fries kind of person?
Vinegar.
Ketchup.
Oh, look at, see? Goaltender over there. If you're in, how do you take your coffee or tea?
2 milk, 2 sugar.
All right. Molly's down.
2 honey.
2 honey.
Like around 4 milk,
6 sugar.
I prefer coffee flavored milk.
And also put a caramel and a vanilla sweetener.
Look at you. Holy smokes.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with Hallie.
Oh, wow. All right, let's get into some of the tougher questions then. Now that you guys got settled in. Coolest or most exotic place that you've ever gone because of hockey?
Like, our, like, can it be like sibling wise?
It can
too?
Be anywhere.
Last year. Because my brother, he went to Greenville and stuff. Me and my family and one of my friends came along, actually. We took a trip to South Carolina. Greenville.
Nice.
It was awesome.
Yeah?
Great experience.
That's a hockey town like there. They big on it?
They were big on it.
Right,
like,
on.
It was awesome.
Good, good. That's always good to hear. Anybody else?
I went to Sydney, Nova Scotia 2 summers ago.
For hockey?
Yeah.
What were you doing there?
I played for the Team Ontario Aboriginal team.
Nice.
So we went down there for the championship.
Well done. That's awesome.
Probably Washington, D.C.
Yeah?
Yeah, we went there 2 years in a row, I think. And it was really cool. We got to tour all around. And, yeah, it was really cool.
What was the coolest thing in Washington?
What's the big monument we went to, Jamie?
Oh, God.
No clue.
The
tall thing in front of the pool?
Oh, the Washington Monument we saw. And then we also saw the
Capitol.
Yeah.
The Capitol.
The Capitol building.
Yeah. That's pretty easy.
Coming from the Capitals.
There you go. Any place for you, Hallie? Come on. We got...
Like, I've literally gone nowhere
Winnipeg,
cool.
Winnipeg, Manitoba from Starbucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
We're going to Europe next year, though, so that'll be a good one. There you go.
Yeah.
Is that, like, breaking news now?
yeah, sure.
All right.
No, I think people know. Like, that's where our training camp is. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think people know.
They do now.
They do now. That is true. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. But cool or most exotic place you've gone not relating to hockey? Vacation spots or anything like that? Oh, I got this. It's not a competition. Go ahead.
Last year I went to Curacao.
No way.
Yeah. It was super cool. It's definitely somewhere like barely anyone knows what it is. I always have to say it's right beside Aruba.
Yeah.
The island beside it. And then everyone knows. But... yeah, that place is amazing. Yeah.
What made it amazing?
The water there. It's, like, unreal. It's, like, you can be just, like, middle of the ocean. You're still going to see down to your feet.
That's cool.
Like, it's so clear and blue. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Jump in.
Probably Hawaii.
Nice.
Yeah,
okay.
Got to learn how to surf. It was really cool.
Oh, right on. Yeah. So you're going to be, like, you're, like, the pro now?
And yeah, pretty
team?
Much.
Yeah. Team's got to elect somebody. They're like, surfing? No, we know who to send her up. Jamie? Caitlin?
I went to Barcelona, Punta Cana.
All right. That's pretty awesome. Nothing wrong with Punta Cana.
I usually always have, because, again, I come from a big hockey family. It's always, we always go on trips because of hockey. But, like, so in the summertime, so we go and we stay at our cabin and kind of live at the lake. And
nothing wrong with that.
It's pretty awesome.
A little piece of paradise.
It. Yeah, get away from the city for a while, you know?
Yeah. No, I'm, again, not holding anything against, back on that. That's a good idea. best skill or trait in your arsenal of talents on the ice? What is your best skill or best trait of your game?
Oh, wow.
Can we say others and then they say yours? Because I can say Maul's right now.
Okay.
Balls has a rocket of a shot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, get in the way, I dare you.
Like, yeah, she got me in, like, the throat once.
What?
She did.
Yeah.
I did.
And I had to step up. Wow. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, I thought I killed her. I was, like, panicking the
whole time. Nice shot, Mo.
Hallie's got some mean dangles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Jamie, Caitlin. You guys can jump in with it, whatever.
Jamie is really, like, hard on the puck. Like, she grinds it out in the corners and stuff, and it's really awesome to watch.
Thank you.
Nolte has been making unreal saves.
Yes, she just got shutouts.
Yeah,
shutout.
Coming hot off a shutout.
Who'd you shut out?
Regina.
Oh, you were in the 6-0 win? Yeah, it was you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
Big
don't
shot.
We follow. Don't worry. We follow. They didn't post any stats or anything. That's why I was like, you. Good for you. Right on. That's awesome. Was there ever a time in your careers where you thought, I can't do this or I'm done regarding hockey?
Yes.
All right. Like, when? Yes is a good answer, but when? What caused that thought? Again, feel free. It's an audio experience.
Some things happened last year, and like hockey was like my outlet for like just the passing of my friend and everything. And
that's fair. Yeah.
Last year, I wasn't able to play as much as I was hoping to and liked, you know. But you know what? I've taken that experience and stuff, and I just always tried to push through it and be positive. And I ended up here and couldn't have been any better for me.
Right on. No, that's good. Anybody else? No, it's always been good. Everybody else is good?
Yeah.
Right on. Okay. That's fair in terms of getting that going. What's a game day meal look like for you guys?
Penne pasta with chicken.
There you go.
Yeah,
okay.
I'd say like pasta. I'd say
pasta.
Okay. Anybody else? Nobody
like
else?
Breakfast.
Different? Breakfast.
Pasta. Light breakfast.
Oh, light breakfast. Yeah. I was like, pasta for breakfast?
No. Yeah. Some days.
Let's take it off the rails then. What's a cheat day meal look like for you guys?
Ooh. Ice cream.
Ice cream is good.
Ben and Jerry ice cream.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, James.
Anybody else?
I like having burgers and
okay,
stuff.
Oh, yeah. good.
Fries, you
yum.
Know. So good.
I don't know. Holly probably just stuck to goldfish.
Really?
I
goldfish?
Love goldfish. Yeah.
Really?
That's a good one.
That's all right. In saying that then, Caitlin, favorite fast food joint?
Me? Well, recently...
Well, no, anybody, but you brought a burger, so...
Well, okay, well, recently I had Five Guys for the first time, and it was pretty good. But, like, in Calgary, we stayed at this place. What was it again? What was the hotel's name in Calgary? Great Eagle. Yeah. And they had this little restaurant. It was called like Little Chef or something. They had the best.
Little Chief, yeah.
Little Chief. And they had the best. I had the best burger of my life.
Yeah?
It was so good.
Free advertising. There you go, Little Chief. Anybody else who's got a fast food joint they want to promote?
I would say like Five Guys, or there's like a local chain, I guess, in Thunder Bay. It's called Burger Barn.
Okay.
I used to work there, actually.
All right. There we go.
And they have like really good burgers.
Okay. You two are high-fiving. What's
me and Jamie really love Kwai Crepe here in Winnipeg. There's three locations. We know where they all are.
I was like, are you going to do the commercial for them or what?
Honestly,
might have to. So
best
good.
Place ever.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's fair. So what do you order when you're at your favorite place then at Kwai Crepe? What's your choice?
I make my own with strawberries, chocolate chips, and whipped cream.
All right. Good cheat day. There you go.
Yeah.
I get the sweet tooth with bananas, so it's bananas, ice cream, Nutella, and chocolate sauce.
What?
Yeah, so that sounds so good.
It's the best.
That's
they
crazy.
Have also they have like dinner ones, so there's like sweet and savory. So definitely recommend going there.
We already know who's going to sponsor you this season. There we go.
My name's Rickle.
If here a tougher one, you'll have to give this one a little thought. If there's a Hollywood movie that's going to be made about you, which actor gets cast as the lead role? You can say anybody, it doesn't really matter whom, but who gets the role of you?
Like anyone famous?
It can be anybody. Any actor. Or
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler as Hallie Edwards?
Yeah.
That's all right.
Guy's funny.
Mila Kunis.
Okay.
Last
name. I'm almost certain there'll be a height disparity there, but
yeah.
Okay.
That's me and anyone, there's a height.
That's true.
Difference there.
Anybody else? Kate?
I would not
Jane?
Want a movie. Of me. Yeah. That'd be a very embarrassing one.
That's the whole point.
A life in a goalie's mind. Yeah. That's what that'd be titled.
Oh my god.
The life of a goalie.
That'd be interesting. Is there a TV show you'd like to make a cameo on?
What?
A cameo. Like you make an appearance.
Yeah, make an appearance.
Oh, Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy for Hallie, okay. Body or actual, like, doctor, nurse?
Oh, I want to be the doctor.
Yeah? Okay.
Brain surgeon, of course.
Brain surgeon. Yeah. Look at you.
Dr. Shepherd.
even though it's not running anymore, Friends.
Okay.
Yes, that's
love
what
Friends.
I was going to say. Yeah.
All right, two Friends. Jamie?
I think The Office, because they're all
right.
Hilarious.
Okay, that's fair. You and three other people get invited to dinner, living or dead. Who would you invite to this dinner? You can name anybody. It's good. Don't worry. Think about it for a second or two.
Sidney Crosby.
Okay. One. Molly's got one.
My grandma.
One. That's fair. Tucker does count if you want to bring Tucker.
Tucker.
There you go.
Oh, I for sure bring my dog.
Me, Crosby, Tucker, and... I gotta think still.
If it makes you feel better, Polina brought her dog as well, so...
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Zhuzha. Allie? Caitlin? Anybody?
My dog. That's what I'm at right now, for sure.
All right. Caitlin, like, no.
My rabbit.
All right.
Bearded
pets
dragon.
Pets are in.
Allie has a bearded dragon, everybody. it's my brother's.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Philip. Phil.
There's nothing wrong with that. Phil the dragon? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's crazy.
Why is he crazy?
Because their eyes are on the side, so when they're running, just straight into walls. Because he can't see where he's going.
Well, yeah, that does sometimes happen with not having binocular vision, but that's okay. if there's one superpower you could have, what would it be?
Ooh. Photographic memory.
Well, that's interesting. That's
like the
one.
Ability to read people's minds.
Yeah.
Telepathy? I would want to fly.
Yeah, telepathy.
Fly. Flight is actually the most common answer, so don't feel bad. Kate?
I would want to be able to read people's minds as well.
For a goaltender, that would be helpful.
Yeah, imagine.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
If time travel was a real thing, what era or what event would you most want to visit, either forward or backwards in time? Hmm. Sporting events do count as well.
This is a hard one.
This is a hard one. Yeah. This is the idea. Make you guys put on your thinking caps a little bit.
Oh, no. I'd want to, like, go back in time and, like see my parents when they were, like, my age.
Okay, that's fair.
That's what I was thinking.
All right.
See what they were like.
Teenage / young adult parents.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back to the 80s. 90s.
I want to go back in time to, like, the summers where you didn't work and you just, like, biked around town and hung out with all your friends and all that.
That's a good one.
Would you pass on knowledge? Would you be like, listen, younger Jamie, I got an idea.
I had some good times last year.
All right, that's fair. Okay, you wanted to go back anywhere else? Hallie, anywhere else? No? No, you're pretty much just good with checking out your parents?
Yeah, sure. We'll go.
I like Jamie's one there.
If you were an animal, what animal would you be?
Giraffe.
Oh. No thought given on that one. That was pretty easy.
I love giraffes.
A wolf.
Wolf. Good call.
A monkey.
All right.
I'd want to be a dog because everyone loves dogs.
That's fair. Do you have an unusual or hidden talent we should know about? For example, Polina, we didn't know, isn't actually an accomplished musician.
Oh, that's...
Well, I guess, like, I play guitar and, like, not that many people know about that.
All right, that's good.
No, I am. Quirky, I know.
Is there a talent that you have? Bring it out. Well, I mean, you don't have to show it off now, but just talk about it.
I don't really have anything, but, like... When I talk, my nose moves up and down like a rabbit.
I don't
like
know.
Every time I talk and stuff, when people notice it, it goes
that?
Up and down.
I don't know if that's a talent or just something
just
awesome,
a
but
thing.
Yeah, there you go. Allie, Jamie, any talents? No? You're just like, whatever, I'm regular old me.
Yeah, I like to rap.
You like to rap?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and we do duets together, so...
Like rap battles in the dressing room or what?
No, like on our own time.
Oh, on your own? You just like see each other in the hallway and you're just like, yo, it's on.
Yeah.
Like in the car, say.
Nice. I like it. Okay, that's fair. you discover an ancient lamp with a genie inside without wishing for more wishes because that's always against the rules. What's the one thing you would wish for?
Oh, my God. This is so hard. I don't know.
This is the idea. Get to know you.
to live forever, maybe.
Okay. Live forever is a is an option, yeah. We can do that.
I don't know. Like, this takes, like,
a lot of
thought.
This
does take thought. Past answers have included cure diseases. Cool. Bring somebody back.
Yeah. Actually, that one's a good one.
Yeah.
I
would do the same.
Okay, there you go. Along the same lines, if you won the lottery tomorrow, what's the first thing you'd do after cashing the ticket?
Give a whole, like, give most of it to my parents.
All right.
I would, too. I owe a lot of money to my parents.
Honestly.
So you make them sound like bill collectors, Jamie.
I
owe them a ton of money. It's unreal.
Not like that, but
yeah.
Just think of all the traveling they've done.
I know. I'm not. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I'd do the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can do something different. You can be like, whatever, I'm spending it on me.
I wouldn't know what to do. I'd just be like, damn, I got lucky enough to win.
What's the first thing you do,
like,
though?
I don't know.
Go crazy.
Go get food.
All right, there you go. That's
get some food.
That is a good answer.
Yeah.
If you were a cartoon character, which one represents you best?
Bugs Bunny.
Okay. Quick answer.
I don't know.
Bugs Bunny.
Oh.
Who do you see yourself as in the cartoons?
I don't remember cartoons.
The giraffe from Madagascar.
What?
Well, I can remember Dora right now.
I'm not. Nalty said the giraffe from Madagascar for me.
Possibly. There you go.
Melman.
There
that's
you
me,
go.
Melman.
There you go.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I don't know. Dora. We'll go with Dora.
All right. I was going to say Allie gave up. You giving up too, Jamie?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Just kidding. Here we go. This is an easier one. You're made the ruler of all things hockey for one day. What's the one rule you'd change or implement?
No politics.
Yeah. That one.
Is that really a rule?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like an unstated rule.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
No offsides.
just hanging out in the other end.
It's just 60 minutes of stretch passes.
Yeah. like incorporate like body contact and like women's hockey.
Oh yeah, that'd be a good one.
Yeah, for sure.
You guys want it?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You guys want to have hitting?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, for a goaltender, that's no big deal because you can't get hit
it's
anyway.
It's great entertainment.
Sure, but. So yeah. Hitting is in.
Yeah.
We got no offsides. We got no politics. Anything else, Kate?
Give everyone their fair chance, like with the politics thing, you know? There's a lot of good talent, I think, that some people don't get to showcase a lot of the time because they're
fair.
Not in the circle, right? And so.
Make it equitable, is
yeah.
what you're saying. Okay, that's fair. Favorite school subject not named phys ed?
Psychology.
No, there isn't that, Jamie. There's no not named
phys ed.
Exactly.
That is true.
Psychology is one. Okay.
Math, probably.
Oh, look at you. You going for STEM over there, Molly? No?
I don't know.
Science, technology, engineering, math.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'm in the science program, so.
There you go.
Lunchtime. I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, I'm not sure what you're learning at lunch, but.
nutrition.
I took a leadership class last year, and I really enjoyed it.
All right. There you go.
English.
Really? English?
Yes.
You're the literature, ancient stories kind of person over there, Hallie?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Well done. I just want to talk English. Besides mom and dad, who's had the biggest influence on where you are today?
My brother.
Okay. Cameron?
My sister.
Okay.
I don't know. I was going to say my mom and dad, but...
We're pretty sure we know they had a pretty big influence.
Yeah.
So who's next in line?
Probably like my friends. Yeah.
Okay. You can say a coach. You can say anybody else, Hal.
No?
Absolutely not. No coaches.
I'll go with friends, yeah.
All right. Okay. More for Molly and Jamie, but certainly for anybody else who wants to jump in. What's the one thing that you miss most from home?
My parents.
Okay.
Yeah, my parents as well.
What do you miss about not having them around?
Home-cooked meals.
Oh,
my God,
good call.
Yes.
Good call on that.
Especially because we live in dorms. we're actually roommates.
Oh, there you go. You're not like Polina and Sam, are you? Those two are like the same person. We found that out last week, too.
Yeah, they are like Polina and Sam.
Like,
yeah.
They're legitimately the same person. Mm-hmm. Everything okay, they did was like, bad. Oh my. No, they. So, like, Sam, like, for pregame meal was like, yeah, chicken and rice. And Polina was like, yeah, me too. What movie, what show do you want a cameo in? This Is Us. Yeah, me too. Although Polina's,
I love This Is Us.
Polina's first answer was hilarious, though. So she said Family Feud.
Oh my gosh.
Thought that would be great if she did that. What's the one thing you hope to accomplish this year more than anything else?
Keep up with good grades while playing hockey.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say good. The same thing.
Yeah.
That's pretty accurate, yeah.
Yeah. That and, like, have just a great season with everyone, you know?
Yeah.
No, we're not shooting for a national championship here. No, nobody wants national.
Of course
we are. Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go. That's fine. We'll go to PEI again. Next year it's in Montreal, for those who don't know. So if you're planning your next 2 years, Montreal is where you're going in 2021 if you're going to go to nationals. What's the one thing you want to be remembered for most once you're done your career here?
Good teammate, like good on and off the ice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Being funny.
All right, we can take that. Hallie, Kate, or not Kate, sorry. Jamie?
I agree with Molly, being a good teammate.
Okay.
I think that's a good one. Yeah. We'll go with that, too.
We'll go with that as well. You could have said, like, destroying all the scoring records or, you know, whatever. Like, that would help, too, but...
Yeah, that's out of reach.
No, not a chance. More than anything... More than anything we've talked about today, what's the one thing that you don't want to see happen this year?
I don't want to see anyone get hurt.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Even though that already happened?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Nothing else? No?
I wouldn't want, like, our team to, like, let's say things just aren't going our way. Get down on each other and then just kind of fall apart in the dressing room, you know, because
that happens. Yeah,
things
that
happen, you know, you may lose a couple games, and I just hope that, like, we all just stick together and stick as a family and just keep going even if it doesn't go our way.
Yeah, you know? I agree with that too.
So you guys know you're, like, the youngest team in the conference this year, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
How does that I mean, looking down the road, that has huge potential, but Are you guys prepared to take on the rigor? Like, I mean, again, you guys have been on the road for a couple of weeks already in terms of figuring stuff out, but are you ready for, like, exam time on the road?
Oh, God.
No, I'm nervous.
Yeah. Nervous, but, like, I think we'll be able to do it.
Oh, yeah.
There have been some people in your shoes before. I'm sure certain that you can talk to them. I mean, Jordy's been through it a number of years now, so she's probably a good resource. Again, Janae and Megan... So shouldn't be that bad. We got about 5 minutes left in the show. Is there anything that we haven't touched on that we missed that you're like, oh my God, that's super important to me, and you didn't even mention it. You jerk.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Ah, that's important. There you go.
Mom and Dad. Hi, Grandma. Hi, Jess.
Shout out to everybody. There you go. Tucker gets a shout out. I like it.
I hope you're listening.
But is there anything I missed? Anything that we didn't go over? No? We're all good?
Yeah, I think so.
Favorite teammate so far? Not that you have to narrow anybody down and say, oh, I like this person better than this person, but who has helped you the most so far in terms of getting you set for school life here at the university?
My brother.
All right. No, that's fair. Cam's been through the ringer.
No, he's helped me quite a bit. So, like, he always would come and be like, oh, by the way, like, once you hit university... coffee is your best friend. So, like, he's been helping me a lot, like,
that's true. I'm not gonna lie, that's what I lived on. Anything else, anybody else that's been super helpful so far?
I think there's, like, a couple of the older girls who, like, whenever we have questions, like, Doozy is one for me, like, Megan the Doozy. Like, no matter what the question is, like, she'll answer it and, like, help you out with it. Academics or hockey, like, and she's kind of just always, like, in a good mood and a good person to, like, always talk to.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah, I roomed with, like, Doozy and Katie, I think, two weekends ago, and they were really helpful. I was just talking to them about school and, like, what classes to take and what not to take, and they're just helping me out. And, yeah, just basically.
What was their advice for what not to take?
I don't know. I would just ask about a class, and they'd be like, oh, yeah, that's a good class. Like, you should take that. Yeah. Like, or I know Doozy and Jordy, and I think also Maddie, are also in psychology, which, like, I'm going to be in next year. But, yeah, they've just been helping me out a lot. And, like, whenever I have a question, they're, like, really nice and, like, easy to talk to.
How's the new rink for you guys? Well, not new, I guess, but how's the updated rink for you guys? Is it
The Feel the Freeze can definitely get smaller.
Yeah.
And like maybe even half, and then, you know, like Hear the Herd or something on the other side.
Yeah.
But
sure,
yeah, we
sure.
want some of that.
Yeah.
Well, in 2 years it won't be there anymore. So
yeah.
Not that we're trying to force anybody out. In 2 years it will not be there. Changes? Are there changes? Like, again, we haven't been allowed anywhere. So have there been changes to, like, your dressing rooms or anything like that? Like, they were supposed to do...
I don't think so.
Upgrades? No, not really. No?
They upgraded the away dressing rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
A lot, but our, like, team dressing room hasn't changed.
No, okay. We got a clock in there to say hey.
There you go.
Yeah.
Clock's helpful.
Yeah.
You don't have to listen for the buzzer anymore that leaves to hit.
Exactly.
Is there anything you changed so far in terms of your experience? Anything that you'd go back and go, if I had a second chance here at the university?
I don't think so.
No? It's been pretty good so far?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got about a minute and a half left, so it's time to give you guys a little bit of promotion here, because you can catch these four ladies on October 12th and 13th here at the university. It's the only game they'll play here in October.
Damn. That's a...
Yeah.
So you guys have three road weekends and one home weekend, and then you're back like all of November, which is awesome. But... so it'll be the only time you're at home. You guys play Mount Royal here on the 12th and 13th. That starts 7 o'clock start, I believe, on Saturday night for the home opener. So get your tickets, get down here, to support these young ladies, because they're going to dominate everybody that's in this conference, at least for the first few weeks anyway. We'll catch everybody by surprise. Out to Lethbridge, though, for the first weekend of the hockey season, 4th and 5th that weekend. Are you guys ready to go? Is it go time?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, that sounds good. Again, just before we get out of here, anything you guys want to say before we go?
Just thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Always. You guys need to know the door is always open. Don't be afraid. If you have anything going on, anything you want to promote, anything that you're doing off the ice or different away from the team, you want to promote it, let us know and we'll get you on. We'll get you a chance to talk about whatever you want. So
thank you very much.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Awesome. Again, if you're tuning in and you're just missing the entire show, go back and download if you want. It'll be on the umfm.com site. It'll be on Hockey Blog in Canada as well. Here with Jamie Rickless, Molly Kunis, Caitlin Nault, Hallie Edwards, the newest backbone for this team anyway, in terms of four of the, I don't know, half a dozen rookies that we have this year.
We're
but
really
ladies,
underdogging it this year.
Ladies, it is a pleasure to meet you, pleasure to get to know you, pleasure to have you on the show. Again, you're welcome back anytime. Thanks for coming on tonight.
Thank you.
With that, we're going to get out of here. We're going to play, Steel Belted, I guess Free Range Radio coming up next with Skippy. There he is. Skippy, how are you? As we get set for that, I'm going to take you out with some Sloan, some Money, or I guess this is Navy Blue, Money City Maniacs coming up right away. One of these songs anyway. Here on 101.5 UMFM. It is the Hockey Show on another Thursday. We'll see you next week, everybody. Have a good one.